and sometimes impede us thinking as large as I believe that we need to think. One of them is I believe that we are somewhat risk-averse, and I think that we are that to a fault. And I think that that is some of the contraction that we've seen in the last 10 years, has been an aversion to risk. I get it. It's scary. It is scary. But again, what should keep you up at night is this place being empty, not $1,000, right? That's what should keep you up at night. So that is one of the things that I try to model as essentially against. And also, feel free to disagree with me on this. This is one thing that I, from where I sit, see. And I think that it is problematic. And I think that we have been bold several times this year, and I think that it is really paying off. One of the other things that I see that I think can be a structural difficulty in being able to move forward is a lack of fluency in talking about money. A lack of fluency in talking about money. It's just money. Seriously, it's just money. It's just dollars, right? Money is easy. Good ideas are hard. Good ideas are hard. If we have good ideas, money follows. It doesn't go the other way. It never has in the history of ever gone the other way. So those are two things that I see that I try really, really hard to work on, right? And so I just offer that as two observations that I really do believe are hard for us as a community. Every church has its bugaboos. Those are the two that I think that we have. Again, feel free to disagree. Shoot me an email if you see some other ones. But those are the two that I see that can make it hard for us to grow. The strategic filters that come with those two ways of thinking are bad. They are. Can we afford this? Will it upset people? Those are terrible questions to ask when you're doing a program. The question needs to be, will this grow the church? Would Jesus recognize this as a ministry?
Yes.
If those are the two answers, then do it, and the money will follow. It never goes the other way, ever. It might be in your home budget, but a church budget is different. A not-for-profit budget is different. We can't run it like we run our home. One of the things I like about the budget that the vestry approved this year is that it's a little bit of a growth budget, right? Putting a little bit of investment into people, putting a little bit of investment into the staff, putting a little bit of investment into our physical plan. These are the things that we ought to be doing, right? I'm delighted that the vestry has decided to approve that kind of budget. I appreciate that offending people and whether or not we can afford it are considerations, because they certainly are. They just can't be the only consideration, and they certainly can't be the first consideration. Does that make any sense? That's one of the things that I see, and I think that we as a vestry and director are going to try really hard to let those questions be lower down. Can we afford it? Well, it's upset people. Yeah, let's consider that later. Let's figure out if it's a good idea first, and whether Jesus would recognize it. The last thing about whether we can afford it or whether it will accept people is that these are not biblical questions, right? The apostles were not walking around wondering if we could afford it. No, they didn't do that. And they did well. They did very well for themselves. And we will too. So those are some observations that I want to make going forward, because I see unlimited hope. I mean, I see that this wonderful community of talented people can do anything. We can change the world. We can change our corner. I mean, we can do literally anything. I am delighted by what we've done in 12 short months. Cutting down your deficit by 60-some% is no joke in 12 months. That is really, really, really good. One of the things that I like about our budgeting process is that it is really conservative. We make a super conservative budget so that we don't, like, go to jail, right? Conservative budget, and then we tend to outperform it, which I'm glad about. I want to invite you to let your imagination stretch out. Let it stretch out. If there is a need in this community that you think is, I got an email just a couple days ago, somebody, asked me, basically someone in their business needed help being buried. And I was delighted that they felt that they could call the church to ask for that. That's a small example. But there are large examples of there is something that you see, please come see it. The Holy Spirit isn't just talking in my office. The Holy Spirit is talking here. But I can't always hear what you hear. So if you hear something, please let me know or talk to your wardens if you don't want to talk to me. Because we can do anything. We can absolutely do anything. We've had an extraordinary year. And it is in no small part because of the leadership of all of you here. So thank you very much. And if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of my report, it's online for you. And there's still a couple of copies here. Okay, that's it. Thanks.
No, sir. The vestry has approved